This recording is brought to you by ListenUpNorth.com. Just Waiting by David Robson.
Everything's the same. Always the same, day in, day out. I don't know how I do it. How I haven't blown my own brains out. Same walls, doors, even the telly never changes. Not that I watch it, mind. Hello? It's me, Mam. I wouldn't have answered, but when I don't, she turns up the door. Mam, I've told you, I don't want to. It doesn't matter how many times I tell her, it's always the same on the dot every bloody day. Mam, I'm busy at the minute. I'm busy. Well, you shouldn't be going out anyway, Mam. It's pissing it down. Look, I'll ring you back in a while. I promise I will. I love you too, Mam. I know, Mam. I know. Don't get me wrong, she's me mam and I love her to bits, but at times I really wish she would just let me be. Because she doesn't understand. I know she tries, God knows she tries, but how can she understand without feeling it? She thinks I'm scared of leaving the house. Bless her. The other day she was round with printouts off the internet. That agoraphobia or whatever it is. When you're scared of being outside? I don't know how the hell she done it. She can barely use a calculator. See, she doesn't understand that I don't want to leave this place. I know it's stupid, but that's all that's left, really. I feel closer to her here. You should get your cell out that bloody house, she'll shout. It'll be the death of you, that house. Aye, if only. Going out there, I don't think I could bear it. All the looks and whispering, because I know what they're all saying and thinking. I can see it spread across every last one of their faces the moment they see me. My fault. And I know that everyone doesn't blame me. But with the rest of them, it's pity. And God's honest truth, I think that's worse. I would rather they blamed me than pity me. They don't know me. They don't know what really happened. Give them a scandal and every bugger wants a piece. They forget it's people's lives. They forget it's real. I seen Marge down the spa a few weeks after it happened. She told me to keep my chin up. Told me God worked in mysterious ways. Well, I seen red. I have no idea how I kept my hands off her. See, people should keep their opinions to themselves. Keep their noses out of other people's business. I don't think I would mind as much if they knew what actually happened that day. If they could even take the time to read that my daughter's name is Emma and not Gemma. See, it's just another story to them. The more vulgar and disgusting, the better. The more heart-wrenching makes it more exciting. We were shopping in Tesco's. I knew it was a bad idea the minute we drove in the car park. I should have just drove away. I should have never set foot in the place. I didn't have a clue where anything was. And it's the size of a small bloody country. The only reason I'd went was because it was closer to me mam's house. You see, I normally go to Asda. I know my way around Asda. Who wants to spend half the night walking around a bloody supermarket trying to find things? You just want to get in, get out and get home. I was in a rush because I was meeting an old schoolmate for a few drinks in the Cumberland. It was already 6:30 and I still had to finish the shopping. I had to drop Emma off at my mum, get back to mine, washed and dressed. And I wanted to have a few before I went out. I was really skint after back to school stuff for Emma. I didn't have a clue where anything was. Every time I turned a corner, I was in a different section. Jewellery, toys, menswear, exercise machines, everything but what I wanted. I just wanted to get it done and get home. God, I had Emma screaming in my ear about a DVD she wanted. And normally I would have said no, but it was the last thing I needed. I remember whenever we were out and about, every few seconds I'd be checking my side, making sure she was there. Always telling her to stay by Mammy's side. I never normally would have done it. I told her to go and pick out the DVD for Grandma's while I finish up with the shopping. If I'd just told her to wait, or if I'd went with her. But I was too busy. I finished up with the shopping and she still hadn't come back. I remember I was so angry with her. She knew Mammy was in a hurry and I told her to go get it and come straight back. I marched up that DVD bit and I couldn't see her anywhere. I was getting madder and madder. I walk the length of the place, looking up and down the aisles, then again and again. I've got no idea how many times I looked, how long I looked for. And when I finally broke down to the information desk, everything seemed to be on fast forward. The call-outs on the shop floor, the police turning up, then me mam. Everyone was talking to me, looking at me. I couldn't understand why no one was looking for Emma. 19 days later, they found my daughter. Dead. A few miles from the town. The country. James Smith. When I think how scared she must have been. They found him dead a few weeks later. Killed himself. I don't care why. People say he got what he deserved. You see, I used to have dreams. But they seem like someone else's now. And I don't leave the house because I'm waiting all the time. And I'll wait till the end. It'll be me mum again. I better go, she'll have emergency services breaking down the door. Hello? Yeah, mum. I've finished what I'm doing. I know you do, mum. I know you do.
Just Waiting was written by David Robson and Karen was performed by Faye Greenwell. It was directed by Helen Ferguson and produced by Degna Stone for the Life Theatre Underwriters Project. The recording was produced and directed by Rachel Cochran for ListenUpNorth.com.